Random House Audio presents The Folklore of Discworld, Legends, Myths, and Customs from the Discworld with Helpful Hints from Planet Earth by Terry Pratchett and Jacqueline Simpson. Read for you by Michael Fenton Stevens.
Introduction by Terry Pratchett. A number of things conspired to cause this book to be written. There was the time when I was in a car with several other grown-up literate people, and we passed a sign to the village of Great Dunmo in Essex. I said aloud, "Oh yes, home of the Dunmo Flitch." They had not heard of it. Yet for centuries, a married man could go to that village on a Whit Monday and claim the prize of a flitch, or side of bacon, if he could swear that he and his wife had not quarrelled, even once, during the past year, and that he had never wished he was a bachelor again. Back in the late 50s and early 60s, the flitch ceremony used to be televised, for heaven's sake. Not long after this, I did a book signing on the South Coast, when I took the opportunity to ask practically every person in the queue to say the magpie rhyme. I was doing research for Carpe Jugulum. Every single one of them recited, with greater or lesser accuracy, the version of the rhyme that used to herald the beginning of the 1960s and 70s children's TV programme Magpie. One for sorrow, two for joy. It wasn't a bad rhyme, but like some cuckoo in the nest, it was forcing out all the other versions that had existed around the country, some of which will appear in a later chapter. Then a distinguished-looking lady was in front of me with a book, and I asked her, with some inexpressible hope in my heart, how many versions of the magpie rhyme she knew. After a moment's thought, she said, "About 19. And that was how I met Jacqueline Simpson.